It's been bad. That's how one high school principal in Nevada describes the last school year because of the bitter fights with parents and community members. He's not alone. A new survey of public high school principals makes clear many school communities were split by conflict over a handful of hot-button issues. NPR's Corey Turner joins us now to explain. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Aisha.
So tell us more about this pretty revealing survey.
Yeah, it was conducted this past summer by the Institute for Democracy Education and Access at UCLA and the Civic Engagement Research Group at UC Riverside. They surveyed a nationally representative sample of just about 700 public high school principals across the country, and they asked them about the kinds of political fights we've heard a lot about in recent years, fights waged by parents and outside groups over things like critical race theory, the rights of LGBTQ plus students, on down to efforts to ban books. What's new here, though, Aisha, is the results show just how pervasive these fights have been. More than two-thirds of principals reported substantial political conflict with parents and community members, and roughly half said that conflict was either more or much more than anything they'd seen before the pandemic.
Wow. So does the survey give a sense of what it's like for these principals down there in the trenches?
Yeah, absolutely. Many of the principals surveyed actually shared personal stories with the researchers anonymously. For example, one principal in Ohio said that a group of angry parents had accused him of teaching undercover, that's his word, undercover critical race theory, and that his staff had become scared to talk about basic history like the civil rights movement or Jim Crow. And we know the survey results more broadly make clear this was a pretty common experience, since roughly half of principals who were surveyed said parents or members of the community tried to, quote, limit or challenge teaching and learning about issues of race and racism.
So how much of this is because there seems to be less agreement on basic facts in the U.S.?
I think this is definitely part of the story. Misinformation was a big theme in these results. One principal, a registered Republican in a Nevada district, told researchers, quote, "You can't use newspapers in the classroom anymore. You can't use CNN because the parents will go nuts on you. You can't use Fox because it's so out there. It's hard to teach kids about what's going on in any kind of context because there is no context anymore." The researchers also categorized all of these principals, Aisha, based on the level of support in their district for former President Trump during the 2020 election, and they found that principals were most likely to encounter conflict with parents and community members in narrowly divided purple districts.
Yeah, that's probably not so surprising because the people there are not in agreement, right?
Yeah, I mean, you get this sort of natural level of tension that just comes when families with very different political views and values send their kids to the same classrooms. But researchers also pointed out that there were a lot of national groups that were essentially coming in and using schools and these issues as a way of firing up the base and firing up voters ahead of midterm elections.
Do principals just wish that parents would, you know, leave them alone?
It's not that simple. Now, you know, schools are run locally, so they can better reflect their local communities. And that is a good thing. And it has always been that way. And I think most principals embrace that and understand that. The problem that many of them described in this survey is that it's often really small groups of very passionate parents, or even folks who don't have kids in the district, who are pushing for big changes that will ultimately affect everyone's kids. You know, one of the researchers here, Joseph Kahn, an education professor at UC Riverside, told me the answer here is not for fewer parents to speak out. It's the opposite. For the vast majority of parents and community members who have been quiet to actually weigh in.
And people will obviously advance differing perspectives. That's always been the case. But it won't be done in a way that just tries to rip schools down. Rather, it will be done in a way that is trying to figure out what does the community want for schools.
And Kahn says, you know, having schools that reflect the needs of everyone isn't just good for that community. It's good for democracy.
NPR's Corey Turner, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Aisha.